Welcome to an Urban Legends episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we're your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other scary-ass backroad shit.
Well, let's be sure to buckle our seatbelts while Lisa tells us an urban legend from Kansas.
Yes, Kansas. It's like right at the end of our list. I don't know why. I always forget. Like, there's so many states I don't think about. And I feel so bad because Kansas.
And I've never been to.
I think I've maybe driven through. Maybe.
If at all. Right. Right.
And I feel like it does have a lot of good history. And, okay, so I was really worried. So when I started looking up my fun facts for this urban legend, I was only finding, like, the bare minimum, like, interesting kind of tidbits, but nothing, like, out there, right? But I actually started finding a lot of, like, really cool fun facts that
really?
You know, kind of blew Iowa out of the water from last time, but
So you had to dig a little deeper to get past the normal trivia down to the good stuff.
Like all the historical trivia. And there's some history in my little notes here, but this is going to be fun.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So, Paige, the official reptile of Kansas is the ornate box turtle.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Not the plain box turtle.
No.
The ornate. Paige, the icy frozen drink was invented in Kansas.
What?
I know. Don't you love an icy?
Can you hear that?
No. What is that?
Okay. That's Sophie growling.
Oh. Paige is puppy sitting. Oh my gosh. Hi, Sophie. She looks very focused on something. Is it Cairo?
She sees Spike outside.
Oh, okay.
She's like, no. Sorry,
not another dog. Oh, she's so cute. What is she doing? For those of y'all that aren't watching, this will be YouTube one day. She's doing this weird like mouth opening thing. I don't know. It looked funny. Like she was chewing a piece of gum.
She's got. I know. She does that. She goes.
Okay. Back Sorry. To. No, you're fine. It's awesome. So in Kansas, it's illegal to hunt whales, even though it's located in the middle of the country with no coastline in sight.
It's still illegal, though.
It's still illegal. We'll catch ya. I think it'd be very interesting to see someone break that law.
Yeah. Like, they'd have to free willy it where they put it on the back of a truck and then take it to Kansas and then kill it. But it's the principle that matters. It's nice of them to say, you guys who can't do this anyway, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that one was crazy. There's an urban legend. This is not the one I'm covering, but there's an urban legend that the gates of hell reside hidden in the Stull United Methodist Church in Stull, Kansas. The gates of hell are in a church, apparently.
In a church. I wonder how the church feels about this. If they're like, yeah, it's right there. Or like, no, guys, this is the house of God.
I'm pretty sure they take that stance over than... Yeah, there's, you see that storage closet? Really gates of hell.
It's hell.
It's hell in there, I tell you what.
But heaven's in the men's restroom, so we're balanced.
I think you're thinking of a glory hole, and that's not it. Wrong
Heaven
kind.
Heaven to some people.
Maybe. Whew. Speaking of way up there, the tallest water slide in the world is at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, Kansas. It's taller than Niagara Falls.
Holy shit.
And I've seen Niagara Falls. It's tall. I don't want to go down that water slide. That sounds horrible.
It sounds real scary.
It sounds scary. I'll have to look it up. I didn't even look at it.
Is there a there might have been a Schlitterbahn in Texas. Is that?
There's multiple in Texas.
Okay.
There's
okay. I didn't know if it was a franchise or something. I was like, have I been to Kansas? I don't think so.
No, but if you've been there, yeah, they have one in Galveston, one in New Braunfels, and one in South Padre. And I've been to all three.
Oh, Lisa's a connoisseur of Texas Schlitterbahn.
Something like that. No, I went on a band trip to the South Padre. I went to Galveston, one with my sister, and then the other one in New Braunfels I went to with my sister. So
I went to the New Braunfels one as well.
Yeah, that's the one that's actually powered, but not powered, but like uses the lake, the river water, and it's so cold. It's so nice, especially in the summer.
In the summer, yeah, when you need it to cool off.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel chloriney, and
which is nice.
Yeah. So, something else that's illegal. It's illegal to shoot rabbits from motorboats.
Oh, from a boat.
Yeah, you have to be on land. You cannot be doing it in a boat.
That's a strange law. I don't know where that came from.
You know, someone had to have done it, and something had to have gone bad.
Yes. Yes, for maybe them to make a boat law. Crashed. I don't know.
Who knows? In Topeka, it is illegal to sing the alphabet on the streets at night.
Why?
I don't know.
You're going down. You're not allowed to do that. No alphabets here.
You can sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is the same tune. Mm-hmm. But God forbid you do the alphabet. No.
I don't know why. Maybe they aren't encouraging literacy. They're like, no, none of that.
I'm sure the people of Kansas really appreciate that statement.
Oh, no. They are literate. It's the government that's saying, no, we don't want you to be literate.
Okay, there you go. That makes sense. Yeah. Good save, Paige. Good save.
Thanks. That's what I meant. I don't trust the government. I trust people on the street. Same. Say an alphabet at night.
Right. Gotta learn. Okay, this is a different one. Okay. I thought this was going back to the Stoll United Methodist Church. This is the first United Methodist Church of Hutchinson. Was built in 1874 during the time of the grasshopper plagues. As a result, thousands of grasshoppers are mixed into its foundation.
No way.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yes.
But cool.
They were like, we can't get rid of these bastards. We're just going to have to go.
Just mix them in. If they're dumb enough to get in there, then we're dumb enough to keep them in there and just grind them up.
Yeah, it'll add structure, right?
Mm-hmm. So when we bought our house in Texas, they were still clearing land to build more houses in the neighborhood. And there were so many of those love bugs. The ones that, you know, mate and stick together and fly around together. There were so many of them. They were just... And we had sprayed, like, I guess, around our house. And they all, like, just died. And everything was just covered in them. And it was hot. And they, like, just, like, disintegrated into, like, the concrete around our house. It felt gross. We were power washing for, like, weeks trying to get all these dead bugs. And they would come in to our house and die on, like, our carpet and stuff. So I was vacuuming up these nasty little buggers, literally, for weeks.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? Was Florida Urban Legend episode where love bugs were created in a lab?
Yeah. I remember that. That's so funny. Maybe it's true.
Just to bug you. Just to bug you.
All right. Dad jokes over here. Just to bug you. Wee, wee. So in 1928, a tornado in Kansas was so strong it plucked feathers off of some chickens.
Oh my God.
I think that's an urban legend.
That's gotta be, because wouldn't it pick up the chicken?
Maybe it spun the chicken around so hard, like the feathers came off, and when it dropped the chicken, it was like plucked.
Right, yeah, so people are like, oh, the tornado plucked the chicken for us. Thanks, that's tornado, right. We're going to have chicken stew tonight.
I'm going to be eating good in the neighborhood, what's up?
Yeah, KFC.
KFC. One of the most famous haunted houses is in Atchison, Kansas. Paige, we covered it on our podcast. Do you remember what haunted house was in Atchison, Kansas?
I don't remember the name of it, but yes, I do remember. I remember that guy got huge claw marks down his back.
Yep, the Sally House.
Sally, that's it. Yep. Sally House.
Yep.
Man, that was a spooky one.
Right? Like, I don't cover a lot of ghost things. I don't. It's not really my bag usually, but that was a good one. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot toot. That was the least enthusiastic toot toot I've ever done. Toot
toot. Okay. There you go. That's a good one.
And my last fun fact, which will somehow lead into the urban legend. The first national hamburger chain started in Kansas when Walter Anderson opened the first White Castle hamburger restaurant in Wichita in 1921.
Whoa! What a fun fact!
What's Harold that and Kumar again? Moved there. Yes. Well, I'm sure they moved somewhere near another White Castle after it spread.
Yeah, yeah. So you spread said 1920s?
Like yeah, that's what it says. That's what the fun fact said, so I'm going to believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. That's funny. I didn't know it was that old.
That's right. It's an old
You're around
restaurant.
Before McDonald's.
Yeah, because McDonald's didn't start till what, the 40s, I think?
Maybe.
50s?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
I don't know. They've gotten too expensive.
Yes.
Isn't that ridiculous?
McDonald's like they're probably is too still expensive. The same shitty food.
Yes, it is.
And it's more expensive now. It's like one thing if it's a dollar mm-hmm. menu.
Yeah. No, they don't, I don't even think the one here has a dollar menu. The McDonald's that we would normally frequent, I don't think they have a dollar menu anymore. You can't even get a hash brown for a dollar. It's $2 here.
And they're like this big?
Yeah, and they're the same damn hash browns they've always been. I don't know what to tell you.
They're going to lose their customers.
I saw something that said that Taco Bell and KFC are like starting to notice people aren't going there anymore because just the prices keep going up and people are like, I just eat at home.
Right. Right. The only reason to go out is if it's cheap and, you know, you make it
cheap
for me.
Cheap and convenient, yeah. But yeah. It's no longer convenient. I guess I have to start packing a sandwich whenever I go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Get some PB&J. That sounds great.
That sounds delicious. Okay, Paige, are you ready to hear the urban legend?
I am ready, and I'd like to know how it ties into White Castle.
We're going to get there.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't tie into White Castle per se, but something about it. But I'll let you. Okay, here we go. Paige, I want you to picture this in your mind.
Okay. Picturing.
Think back to a time you were driving at night.
Okay.
Okay. Dark back roads, no moonlight, just pitch black, except for the headlights of the car. Have you ever gone like driving somewhere and it's just dark and all you can see is what your headlights are showing you? There's no moon, no nothing. Just it's dark.
Back roads.
Lots of trees,
woods,
and shrubs.
Surrounding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so while most people would be worried about hitting a deer, there's a deeper dread that sits in your chest. Do you feel this dread, Paige?
I feel the dread.
Okay, what if you see someone, a man, walking along this dark road? Would you stop?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay, what if said man offers you a hamburger?
I wouldn't stop long enough for him to offer it, but, you know.
I'm trying to make this creepy, and it just, I can't. Okay, so.
It's creepy. I mean, honestly, it is creepy. If a man was like, you want a hamburger, and it's like midnight in the back alley, I'd be like, dude, this is scary as shit. What did you put on that hamburger?
The way you said it makes me think of David S. Pumpkins. Any questions? Would you like a hamburger?
Oh my god. I love that skit.
Oh. Okay, so it said in the Sand Hills just north of Hutchinson, there's a serial killer who lives in a shack in the woods of Sand Hills State Park. His real name is unknown, but he's called by many the Hamburger Man.
They might have got sued, but I guess they couldn't call him the Hamburglar because of that.
No.
And he's not stealing burgers.
Well, maybe.
Or is he?
I don't know. So I was in the car with Kyle this morning, and I was thinking about this urban legend, and I'm like, you know, the Hamburger Man doesn't sound so scary. I'm like, what if they called him, like, Patty Face? Like, his face looks like a hamburger patty or something. And I was like, or... what about grinder guy? Like,
yeah.
like the thing went through, like meat goes through a grinder. And I told Kyle, and he's like, grinder guy sounds like he's on that dating grinder. Website. Grinder.
You're like, oh yeah, yeah, that's not oh, as
yeah.
scary.
Yeah, no. So the Hamburger Man. It might sound like your uncle who likes to grill, but this Hamburger Man likes to kill. Like my tagline. I feel like that needs to be on a movie poster. I like some like to grill. He likes to kill.
He's got a spatula.
With blood.
Yeah.
So, Hamburger Man. On nights people are driving down those back roads, he'll stand in the middle of the road and play chicken with approaching cars. Mm-hmm. If a car stops for him, he'll approach the car and ask if they have any food. When the occupants of the car say no, he grabs them with a meat hook, drags them out of the window of the car, and off into the woods back to his shack. No. Not Shake Shack, but just...
Burger Shack.
His Burger Shack.
Not a Shake Shack, yeah.
No. Not a Shake Shack. Not a fan. He's lactose intolerant.
Yeah. So no cheese on that burger.
No cheese. He is not the cheeseburger man. He is the hamburger man.
Hamburger.
Okay, so... there, in his shack, he murders them, grinds them into hamburger meat, where he likes it tartar style. He may be a serial killer, but he does respect a burn ban when it is in effect. He has standards, okay? He does follow some standards. Laws.
He said it's tartar style.
Okay. You ever had beef tartar?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's raw, right? Or...
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
It's like sushi grade where you can eat it raw and it's safe.
All right. Does he really, or was that a Lisa edition?
That was a Lisa edition.
Okay, good. Okay. That's a good edition.
Thank you. I don't know why I thought of that.
Because he's got standards.
He's got, you know... he's going to be respectful of where he lives, at least. He's not about to burn that down.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Some say the Hamburger Man was badly burned, his own face looking like a hideous, deformed meat patty.
Patty Man.
Patty Man. The Patty Punisher.
I'd watch it.
Okay, so... it's unknown if he is actually a flesh and blood man or if he's a monstrous phantom that haunts the roads around the state park. So some people say this is a real guy and some people say it's like a ghost thing that does it. What would you think? Do you think maybe he was a man? Maybe this is a whole like Freddy Krueger dealio.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe there was a real guy who actually mm-hmm. did that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And then... he died, and he's still doing it.
Possibly.
The ghostly form of a burger.
Oh. Oh, my God. There's no pickles. No pickles. Ooh, I want the Pickle Punisher. That'd be good.
The Pickle Punisher.
I'm going to start writing my own urban legends.
You might as well. We're almost done with the states, so we gotta find something else.
We're gonna have to find something else. So if you have any recommendations, let us know. What was I gonna say? Oh, so I was thinking about it as I was writing this. Like, maybe the reason he eats his human's flesh tartar style is because he was badly burned.
Oh.
And so he's afraid of fire.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to do it to somebody else. He's like, I'll eat you, but I'm not going to burn you. I have standards.
I have standards. There's a code.
There's a code, yeah.
There is a code.
I am polite. Serial killers. Okay.
So yeah, that's literally all I have. This urban legend was really the most interesting one, but like the least amount of information with like people who have like said, oh, I've seen him, or you know, like there was nothing. But it's just something that goes around there.
It's just so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good urban legend that's just unique. And I thought this one was pretty unique. Maybe I should have dug more into the gates of hell in a church. But this one was fun.
I mean, you already said what that was. You already told us what was going on with that. Maybe not all the details, but
yeah,
you can't pass up Hamburger Man.
Yeah. I saw Hamburger Man. I'm like, that's the one. That's the one.
Check.
Paige, when you did eat, I guess patty. I guess you usually eat burger, vegan burgers.
Yeah,
what do you like on your
Beyond or?
Yeah. What do you eat on your burger? What do you like on your burger?
Oh my God, girl! All right, I like a cheese. I don't mm-hmm. care what kind. Pepper jack mm-hmm. is okay. I like mm-hmm. a pepper jack. Mm-hmm. And they make very good vegan pepper jack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pointing like you can see the store behind me, but
I mean, I see a lot of buildings.
Yeah, like right there.
Yeah, is that the one you go to in the high rise? Nice.
Yeah. Floor 51 is very good with the vegan cheese. No. Pickles, tomatoes, a little bit of lettuce. I don't want too much lettuce
because
it's hard to squash it down. Mm-hmm. And tempeh as a replacement mm-hmm. for bacon.
Oh, very nice.
Mm. Yeah, and mustard for sure. Ketchup if there is any. Same with mayonnaise. I like a well condimented burger.
I was about to say that's a lot of stuff on a burger. I mean, good. I mean, yeah, I get you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, what about you? What do you like on a burger?
So I guess it depends on my mood. But like growing up, every Sunday after church, we would go to Fuddruckers, which if y'all don't know what Fuddruckers is, it's a burger restaurant. And they have like a toppings bar, so you can put all your own toppings on, so you get exactly what you want.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, it used to be. Now, I don't know. I haven't been to one in forever. I don't even know if they have them here. But anyway, so I would put, you're about to judge, and go for it. I don't care. Pickles, like a shit ton of pickles.
Perfect.
And then they had this, like, cheese sauce in a, like, warmed cheese sauce.
And like for nachos?
Yeah, they have like one of those, but it has like jalapenos already in it. So I do that on top. I do a bunch of pumps of that. And then I put more pickles and then another layer of cheese. And then maybe a few more pickles, just if, you know. It was mostly a pickle sandwich with maybe some meat on it. Pickles and cheese, pickles and cheese, pickles and cheese. And I'd also put a side of pickles to eat next to my french fries. And sometimes I put the cheese and the french fries and the pickles. I don't know if that explains anything about me, but I really like pickles.
You like your pickles and you like your jalapeno cheese.
I do. So I always felt like I was being slightly judged. My dad, on the other hand, you really judge him. He would do his burger open-faced and he would put, they have like shredded lettuce there, like really finely shredded lettuce. He'd cover his entire tray in shredded lettuce on top of the burger. And then he put whatever other vegetables or whatever he liked. And then he would do, they had like honey mustard sauce and he'd just squirt it on top. So he'd basically make a salad on top of his burger and eat down to the burger. And then when he reached the burger, he'd close it and there'd still be a little bit of the salad mix on top. And then he'd eat the burger.
I'm judging that pretty hard. I liked your idea and I was going to call it the Lisa. I'm not sure about salad burger. I want my salad separate from my burger.
Yeah. I think my dad was just trying to get more bang for his buck. You know, get a salad and a burger.
I get healthy.
I don't know.
That's true. I mean, you know, it's still lettuce, tomato,
it is.
Whatever.
Yeah. But then my sister, who would, of course, be there with us, I don't know what to think about her. Because her burger... So, also, Fuddruckers, like, makes their own buns in-house, and they're so fluffy and delicious, like, and then they like, griddle the bottoms of the bun so they get crispy and buttery and delicious. My sister would eat the two halves of the buns. She'd eat the buns by themselves and then eat the burger.
What?
So, we're just a bunch of weirdos after church at the Fuddruckers, okay? Yes. And no one ever talked to us.
In your Sunday best, pumping on that cheese.
She's so hard. And then, okay, so more weird things about Lisa and her family. So when you go to order at Fuddruckers, you walk up to the counter, you would put in your order, and they would, back in the old days before they would use the little buzzers to come up and get your food, they would say, what's the name for this order? Well, you know we weren't about to say our real names. Now, let me tell you.
I expect nothing less.
Let me tell you. They would say, if you did give them the name Lisa, they'd say, Lisa, your order's ready. Lisa, your order's ready. We would do, hey, you. So they'd say, hey, you, your order's ready. Hey, you. Or, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir, your order's ready.
Just stupid.
You were having a good time, man.
We were having the best time. We were living our best flipping lives.
At the Fuddruckers.
At the Fuddruckers. And then also the kids' meals, which we always got the kids' meals, they came with a little coupon that said one free cookie. And they have like their little bakery and you can go up and get a cookie. So you bring your little coupon. I don't know why, but we would hoard them until we would go in one day and have like 10 and be like, I'm going to need a whole 10 thing of cookies. Like, I need 10 cookies. Here's all my coupons.
They're like, we are down to like 3 cookies. I don't know what to tell you.
The next kid comes up. Can I have a chocolate? They're all gone, kid. They're all gone.
They're all gone. Hold on to that coupon for next time because we ain't got any.
Yeah. The weirdo with the burger salad and the one that doesn't eat anything put together and the other one that has a pickle cheese fetish. They took all the damn cookies. Do you know their names? I just said, hey, you.
That's them. They're hey, you. I think it's first name, hey.
Yeah. I just put water on myself.
Burger juice.
Burger juice. Anyways, well, okay. So that concludes our urban legend for this week and the story of how Lisa will be, you know, do, have her autopsy done and they'll just find pickles and cheese.
Layer. It's not so bad.
There's worse things I could find in my system.
I'm sure there are.
Okay, so thanks for listening. Be sure to check back every week for our new episodes.
And if you like what you heard, which we liked it, so hopefully you did too. Follow, and if it made you hungry, follow us on social medias. We got Instagram at Near Death Talk.
Where?
Near Death Dolls Podcast on Instagram and on Tumblr at neardeathdolls.tumblr.com and search for Near Death Dolls Podcast on the TikTok.
On the TikTok, which I will hopefully have something new on there. I say that, I've been saying that for weeks now. I promise I'm going to find a way to put something on there that's...
It's going to blow your mind. Anybody listening?
Boom. All right. Stay spooky, friends.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye. A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.